So, good morning, and welcome to the second annual stem cell meeting on the Mesa. I'm Roger Bingham. I work here at Salk, and I run a thing called the Science Network. As you saw the signs when you came in, we are taping this, we are webcasting it. So if you don't want to be on camera, now's your chance to escape. This is actually my view, as I was saying to a few friends last night, this is for me the third stem cell meeting on the Mesa, third major one. We actually, the launch event for the Science Network was October the 2nd, 2004, when we did a meeting here, Stem Cells, Science, Ethics, and Politics at the Crossroads, which Larry Goldstein, who's not here today, and Rusty Gage were wonderful organizers of, and we brought in Alan Trounson, who's now the incoming president of CIRM, and Jamie Thompson, John Gearhart, Irv Weissman, Ian Wilmot. It was a great meeting. We did the, as I said, science, ethics, and politics, policy issues. And that became the sort of format for doing these. A couple of years later, we started the first one, this first stem cell meeting on the Mesa, and this is its successor today. Just a little housekeeping, if you wouldn't mind, if you have a cell phone, would you switch it off or put it on stun or something? And during the question and answer sessions, the chairs will allow some Q&A. But if you would remember, please, that it is being taped, so if you start talking, as scientists tend to do, before you get a microphone in your hands, it will not go on tape and nobody will hear you. So if you could just wait until a mic runner comes up to a mic, that would be super. One of the things that happened over the years is that we started some partnerships with Biocom and Connect. Connect has been wonderfully instrumental in helping us put this together. And I'd just like to introduce Dwayne Roth, who's the CEO of Connect, just to say a couple of words.
Thank you, Roger, and good morning. It's great to see a really good turnout this morning. As Roger said, the Science Network and Biocom, along with Connect, helped produce this meeting. And I think it's really an important meeting because it brings together, once a year, the community that's involved in this very exciting new technology. And as I said last night, this presents a tremendous opportunity for the many patients that suffer from some of the most debilitating diseases out there, a chance to make everything go back to yesterday before you were diagnosed. But along with that comes a tremendous responsibility, and that responsibility rests on the people in this room not to mess it up. I would say something more dramatic, but we do have an opportunity and a responsibility to move this technology forward as fast as we can with the proper caution at the same time. So we'll be exploring that today. I want to thank the sponsors. Without sponsors, these types of meetings cannot occur. You know that if you've been around scientific meetings in the past, and we have some great sponsors today. The lead, again, this year is Invitrogen. And I want to thank all the crew from Invitrogen, Joydeep Goswami, and all the people that are here today. Thank you very much for doing that. We also have some major sponsors, Pfizer. Kitty Mackey is here, and a group of people from Pfizer, and we thank them. John and Becky Moore's Foundation, Ted Waite Family Foundation, all who supported this meeting last year and are back with us again this year. I want to thank a new sponsor this year who is buying lunch, so without them you would not have lunch. Molecular Diagnostic Services, thank you for doing it, and Latham and Watkins, who helped us last night. We have, for our dinner, we have a number of panel sponsors who are the companies that are working in this field: Agilent Technologies, Cytori Therapeutics, NovaCell, and International Stem Cell Incorporated. So with that, thank you all for being here. I think it's going to be a great day. We hope you'll interact with all the panels, ask your questions, make your comments. So thank you again.
Thanks, Dwayne. The format is pretty simple, as you can see in the program. There's a chair for each of the panels, then five speakers normally, quite brisk talks. We'll just be plowing on through this. As Larry Goldstein said last night, it's better to apologize afterwards than to seek permission before, so we'll just be going right on through it.